For the past 2 weeks, Cholo fellow Molloy, along with thousands of South Africans, has been queuing for water amidst an unprecedented collapse of Johannesburg's water system, affecting millions of people. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Both affluent and impoverished residents are grappling with a severity of shortage never before witnessed. The diminishing reservoirs, exacerbated by scorching weather, coupled with decades of neglected infrastructure, are chiefly responsible. This public frustration serves as a warning sign for the ruling African National Congress, facing its most formidable challenge since the end of apartheid in the upcoming May elections. In a country already notorious for prolonged electricity shortages, a new term, watershedding, has emerged, akin to the practice of load shedding but for water scarcity. Molloy, a Soweto resident, expresses uncertainty about enduring these conditions any longer. Alongside fellow residents in Johannesburg, approximately 6 million strong, they queue persistently for municipal tanker deliveries, as was the case for Molloy before the trucks finally arrived after her desperate plea to a nearby restaurant. For many, like Molloy, the exorbitant cost of a 5-litre bottle of water, selling at 25 rand, $1.30, further exacerbates the crisis in a country where over 32% of the population is unemployed. The looming threat of a total collapse of the water system, warned by water management authorities in Gauteng province over the weekend, underscores the gravity of the situation. With reservoirs on the verge of dropping below 10% capacity, the prospect of weeks without tap water looms large, especially as the onset of winter in the southern hemisphere remains weeks away. Though no official drought has been declared, officials implore residents to conserve every drop. World Water Day on Friday serves as a poignant reminder of the urgent need for conservation efforts. Outraged activists and residents denounce this crisis as years in the making, attributing blame to poor management and neglect of aging water infrastructure. The African National Congress, once buoyed by optimism, now faces scrutiny over its handling of essential services. In Johannesburg, managed by a coalition of political parties, discontent mounts as residents question how maintenance of critical infrastructure faltered. A damning report from the National Department of Water and Sanitation reveals that 40% of Johannesburg's water is squandered through leaks, including burst pipes. Even residents in affluent suburbs find themselves reliant on municipal water tankers, a stark departure from the norm. Protests erupt in areas like Blairgowrie, where residents endure nearly 2 weeks without water. Local councillor Lefa Molise shares little optimism regarding a swift resolution to the crisis, given the frequent water cuts and inadequate warnings from authorities. Meanwhile, residents like Thabisile Mtunu resort to hauling water in buckets as their taps run dry, uncertain of when relief will come. Rand Water, tasked with supplying water to numerous municipalities in Gauteng province, implores residents to curb consumption as interlinked reservoirs plummet to 30% capacity, with high demand exacerbating the strain. Even Johannesburg's notorious electricity woes contribute to the water crisis, as a recent lightning strike knocks out a major water pumping station, compounding the challenges faced by residents already struggling for basic amenities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.